You're listening to the best.
9:30.
It's right here.
WFMD.
All right, 8:26 at WFMD. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick with you. And we're, I guess, not looking forward to the State of the Union.
I'm
but
not.
We're previewing the State of the Union right now with a retired sheriff and a criminologist. Dr. Curry Myers joins us on the Morning News Express as we make the quick transition. For the past couple of days, we've been talking about open border policies with several sheriffs who have gathered at the National Sheriff's Convention in Washington, D.C. And Dr. Myers is a retired sheriff, combined 35 years of professional experience as a law enforcement officer. He joins the Morning News Express right now. Dr. Myers, good morning. How are you, sir?
Pleasure to be on. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for making time for us this morning. So talk to us about what you think Joe Biden will say during the State of the Union as it relates to law enforcement tonight.
How can I control American law enforcement?
Well, you know what? Right there, there's the mic drop. We just walk and go home now. That's exactly right.
My priest always told me to be pithy.
That's pretty funny. You know what? But in all seriousness, that is kind of his true agenda, isn't it?
Well, that's what's concerning. And, you know, there are opportunities in law enforcement, and I talk about those opportunities often. But what we don't need is a top-down approach to trying to fix a law enforcement system. And quite frankly, the law enforcement system is we have one of the best criminal justice systems in the world. It's not perfect. There are opportunities for improvement. But every time we have an issue or a problem, everybody wants to look at the entire system of policing and say that it's broken, as opposed to looking at individual agencies and individual people that are in the department that happen to have failings. You know, if you look even at like what occurred at Memphis, Memphis lowered their standards significantly in police recruiting, and to include having lower level felonies. And so what kind of police officer are you going to have when you actually, instead of increase the recruiting capabilities and increase the talent of your pool, you actually decrease the talent of your pool just because you're trying to fix, you know, put blocks in certain places. So, if the federal government thinks they can fix this, then do we have issues with Department of Homeland Security and the FBI? Has the FBI done any potential violations of the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, which is search and seizure, Fifth Amendment, which is due process? We have Sixth Amendment violations every day. That's speedy trial. And we have violations of the Powers Act when it comes to the Constitution that doesn't go back to states. So, I mean, I'm a big believer in the Founding Fathers and the principles of federalism. We had this discussion many years ago on how we were going to run this country, and the principles of federalism won. And that means that the states are great incubators of thought and ideas. Jefferson said that specifically. And local law enforcement agencies are best run if they're led up to the local states. I do believe that the states should have better accountability. There should be better transparency. But all these things should be done at the state level. And if the federal government wants to do something, to me, it's more about evidence-based policing and be able to capture information so we can make decisions in real time. There is a real void of the ability for law enforcement to do true evidence-based policing and react to criminal activity as it exists. But what we've done in America is we've actually attempted to break the criminal justice system, and we have high recidivism rates. In some cases, it's up to 70%, which means offenders will reoffend between 3 to 5 years after they get out. If you're under the age of 25, it raises to 80. We've had prosecutors that have completely flipped bail on its ear. Instead of having good bail reform, which we can do, We've had prosecutors that actually have just are letting out anybody, including people who are violent offenders, and they continue to offend. So you couple the recidivism rate with the people not being incarcerated that should be incarcerated. And then we've had a tendency by elected officials to foment anarchy and allow anarchy in the street. There was a time, I remember, I mean, I'm showing my age, but it was against the law to riot and you would be arrested.
Mm. Yeah.
You can peacefully assemble. Yeah. And I've done that many times. But once you cross that bridge and go into any kind of destruction of property, burning the buildings, hurting people, those people need to be identified quickly. They need to be, evidence needs to be gathered against them, and they need to be dealt with through the criminal justice system, or you're only allowing worse things to happen down the road.
Yeah.
So research, we could use so much more research on fatherlessness in America and the impact on black-on-black crime. And nobody wants to talk about that because it's a taboo topic. But in most major cities, about 70% of the homicides, the victims are black and the suspects are black.
Yeah. Dr. Myers, would you mind holding on through a traffic and weather break? We'd love to talk to you a little bit more. I mean, this is so fascinating. You've said so much in the past couple of minutes.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right. Fantastic. Dr. Curry Myers, he is a retired sheriff. He was with the KBI in Kansas, who I'm very familiar with, having worked in Topeka. He was also a Kansas State Trooper, and he is unpacking what Joe Biden may say during his State of the Union tonight as the Biden administration continues its all-out assault on law enforcement. 8:33 at WFMD.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
On 270 southbound in Frederick County, we continue to see that slowdown in between Urbana and Hyattstown and then Clarksburg to Gaithersburg. 70 eastbound, you'll see some brake lights in between 40 and Marriottsville Road. 340 eastbound looks good, Harpers Ferry to Frederick. And that is your 9:30 WFMD traffic. A service of Frederick Aaron Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
All right, your 9:30 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Right now, very cold as you wake up on this Tuesday morning, 30 on top of Grove Hill Road and cloudy going up to 48. More with Dr. Myers right now, 8:34 WFMD. All right, 8:34 WFMD, Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, as we welcome back Dr. Curry Myers. And you were in the middle of a very important thought, and I think the rioting and the looting, Dr. Myers, we saw that get out of hand in Georgia a couple of weeks ago when a Georgia state trooper shot and killed a suspect who was blocking a construction zone as Antifa and BLM continue to riot, do whatever they want. Why the advocacy on the Biden administration's behalf of criminal activity? Mark Lamb just told us that the Biden administration has shown up for people that have been killed, but not for one law enforcement officer. They haven't shown up at their funeral once in the past couple of years. Why so, Dr. Myers?
Yeah, it's I'm amazed by the way Sheriff Lamb's an awesome sheriff doing a great job in Arizona. So I'm amazed at the lack of understanding where we are in America and not seeing the results of our improper actions. It's almost as if we're placating to a 3% of the population when 97% of the population is kind of looking and going, what is everybody doing? And unfortunately, a lot of the 97% of the population are too afraid to speak up. And, you know, the art of being able to have an argument and discussion seems to be disappearing. Mob mentality's taken over. So we even when we do disagree, it escalates from 1 to 100 within seconds. You're even seeing it on college campuses where there seems to be no ability to have any kind of deconfliction. And no one's able to talk anymore without escalating. So I don't understand why, you know, you don't govern in a way that deals with those issues and support that, those issues. In the trooper shooting in Atlanta, the trooper actually was shot by the suspect, and the police officers returned fire to kill the person who shot the trooper. So we had riots based on someone shooting a trooper. I mean, it wasn't just somebody getting shot. Somebody shot a state trooper. They returned fire and killed him, and they still riot. I mean, you know, it's everything now is a riot, and I don't think it has anything to do with race. I don't think it has anything to do with criminal justice public policy. I think we live in an era of postmodern Marxism, and it's a design to try to foment anarchy and tear down the American way of life. And again, it's not about opportunities for improvement in policing. I believe that there are things that we can do different. We don't fund police very well. Policing is a core.
I heard and interesting when you were talking earlier, and I wrote this down. It's like all the things you talked about the attorneys and about the criminal justice system. It's like we're closing the barn doors after the horses have escaped.
Well, that's exactly right. And we don't, and we're now funding. So when police get funded now, a lot of places are funding police through fines, fees, and forfeiture. Well, how does that have an impact on the community relations between your police department and the people that are being fined and have excessive fees all the time? If you're going to have a police department, you should fund it through general funds. Policing is a core government service, so it should be funded appropriately and not through the supplanting of fees. We have places like Chicago that have speed cameras all over the city, and the only reason those things exist is for revenue. That's the only reason.
Absolutely.
And but what kind of black eye is the police department getting, even though it's not even their idea that's put together by the mayor's office? If you look at places like Washington, D.C. is one of my favorite towns. It's the history there. I love to come to, I don't want to come to Washington, D.C. anymore. It is a violent city.
Oh, yeah. And they're talking about doing away with the jump out squad. You know, they disbanded the Scorpion unit. But, you know, as we talked to Dr. Curry Myers here on the Morning News Express, why the politicalization, I can say here in Maryland, right, when we had the George Floyd incident in 2020, the Maryland General Assembly passed the Police Accountability Act, and they took away police officers' Bill of Rights. And the Accountability Act is a group of community members that hears cases brought by private citizens that could decide the fates of officers. I mean, how can we let this happen, Dr. Myers?
Well, we have systems in place that we already deal with officer complaints. And what people don't want to talk about is that there was 40 million, this is 40 million police citizen interactions in 2022. Less than 3% of those interactions ended up in some sort of use of force. And use of force isn't necessarily deadly force. It's just either hands-on or less than lethal weapons. And about 95% of that 3% are founded. They're justified. So once again, we're reacting to data that's insignificant. We are trying to flip a criminal justice system on things that are insignificant, but we're not paying attention to the things that we should change. We have a huge mental illness problem in this country. I mean, it is huge. And we did away with mental health facilities back in the 70s. We kind of went to a you're okay, I'm okay approach. Let's put everybody in the communities and just make sure they're on meds. And that's not working. We don't have places to put people who have significant mental health issues. We've done away with those facilities, and now America's jails have turned into mental health facilities. If you ask most sheriffs across the country, they would probably say that 60 to 70% of their inmates are on some sort of psychotropic medicine to deal with their mental health issues. A lot of the homelessness is not about homelessness; it's mental health, and people aren't getting that. So there are so many different things that we can fix. but we focus on things that don't matter. It seems to me we focus on things that don't matter. We focus on the things that hit the media, and the media can expand upon, but we're not focusing on actually solving issues. Crime is a result, in my opinion, a result of a lack of faith, a lack of family, and a lack of formation.
I just wanted to say, if you could wave a magic wand, and we're almost out of time, if you could wave your magic wand to fix all this, you know, give me your top five things you would fix right away.
I think the first thing is to fund police accordingly so they can be trained and not do it through fines, fees, and forfeitures. We make sure we have to focus on mental health issues in this country and make sure that people get the kind of mental health that they need. We have to focus on evidence-based policing so we have current technology, current crime data, key performance indicators in order to direct valuable police resources to use them in high-impact violent crime areas, and we don't have that data in front of us. And we need to pay attention to that evidence-based policing and dealing with what the reality is. And the reality is that we should focus our efforts on recidivism and ensure that people aren't reoffending when they get back out. We should give people opportunities to succeed, but if they've proven that they're not willing to succeed and they continue to commit crime, they should be the ones in prison.
All right, Dr. Myers, we are up against the clock. We really appreciate you coming on. And again, if people want to follow you on social media and get engaged with your work, do you have a website? Do you have social media handles that you want to plug this morning?
Oh, thank you so much. I have a Substack. It's drcurrymyers.substack.com. Dr. Curry Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, drcurrymyers.substack.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Substack has really turned out to be a great website for independent journalists and people that want to express free thought. Dr. Curry Myers, thank you so much for joining us on the Morning News Express. We appreciate it, sir.
Anytime. Stay safe. Thanks.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you very much. Very fascinating conversation. And again, you know, Bob, we've seen it and we continue to see it here in Maryland with police accountability. And Sheriff Chuck Jenkins at the National Sheriff's Conference, he talks about every other Thursday when he comes on the show, he talks about the danger that open borders presents and the fentanyl and the gangs and stuff like that. But I think what it comes down to, Bob, is it doesn't matter. If it doesn't affect you, people don't look at it as seriously as if they're actually a direct victim.
Yeah, and that's something I was going to bring up, too. You know, it was a question I was going to ask Mark Lamb, Sheriff Lamb, and that is, why in Maryland should we care what happens in Arizona? I think you kind of alluded to it a little bit.
Yeah, we should care.
But, you know, and the other thing is that guarantee the smart men that we have had on yesterday and today that are on the front lines of this, it's falling on deaf ears because the people who need to hear it aren't listening, nor do they care. They just want to sit there in their nice little leather chairs and make decisions that they think are best for everybody without asking the people who are on the front lines. It's just ridiculous.
And this is why when we talk about funding public schools to the tune of hundreds of millions, in Frederick County's case, $930 million, there's no oversight as to what that money is going to go for. That money is going to go for more woke curriculum. It's going to go for more critical race theory teaching. And why is critical race theory a buzzword? It's not just a buzzword. It's an ideology. It's a philosophy that teaches kids to hate America. You're going to have a generation of children that are going to hate America based on what they're learning in these public schools. And honestly, it really, that's what it gets down to. When I covered the forum last week at FCC, I heard a bunch of kids that hate America, that don't believe in American exceptionalism. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in the rule of law. And they believe it's their responsibility and their right